أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الذين كفروا لولا نزل عليه القرآن جملة واحدة كذلك لنثبت به فؤادك ورتلناه ترتيلا. ولا يأتونك بمثل إلا جئناك بالحق وأحسن تفسيرا. الذين يحشرون على وجوههم إلى جهنم أولئك شر مكانا وأضل سبيلا. صدق الله العظيم. From the beginning of Surah Al-Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been dealing and discussing some of the allegations that the kuffar had made against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then some of their desires, demands that they put on Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam with regards to why didn't Allah send down an angel instead of sending a human? Why did the angel not come with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They wanted to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with regards to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another objection that they had against the Qur'an al-Kareem. Beginning from ayat number 32, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, certainly those who disbelieve, they say, لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنُ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدَةً. Why was the Qur'an not revealed in one revelation all at once? Like how the Torah, the Zabur, the Injil was revealed to the previous Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should have revealed the Qur'an al-Kareem one shot if it was the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then they went further and they began to say that maybe, wa na'udhu billah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not know what to send down. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa na'udhu billah needs time to think about it. Then they went even further and they began to say that this is the fabrication of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So obviously when a person fabricates, he needs to sit down, he needs to think, he needs to plan, he needs to plot. So that is why the Qur'an is taking so long to come down. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's simple reply is kadhalik. Similarly, and this is how we have revealed the Qur'an al-Kareem. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives one reason why, لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُعَادَكَ, O Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we may strengthen your heart by this revelation, the mode of revelation. And we all know that over the period of 23 years plus minus of the nubuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the very first day the revelation had begun and then it was completed in the last year of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the one reason, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that your heart will become strengthened. And if you look at it, and the reality is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen the best mode of revelation for the Qur'an al-Kareem. There were those instances and incidences that had taken place in the life of Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like we did, for example, in the previous surah, Surah An-Nur, the incident of ifk, the slander against Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now when that occasion had arisen, when they had slandered Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed those ayat. So then can we imagine the impact that it had on the sahaba ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, the impact it had on our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the impact it had on Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and for that matter Siddiq Akbar Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So if Allah Rabbul Izzat had revealed the whole Qur'an once in one revelation, then obviously that impact would have not been there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delayed that revelation also for a while. So whatever was going to transpire had transpired, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayats. Then we will find that there were those sahaba, and there were those that came to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, besides the sahaba, various questions. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they came to ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam various questions. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sometimes had to wait for the wahi to come down before he would answer those questions. Now if it was a one-shot revelation, then that impact would have not been there. If we take the example of the revelation of Surah Kahf, where they ask, the kuffar of Makkah sends a delegation to Medina to find out about the truth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nubuwat. So they give those three questions: what is the ruh with regards to the Ashabi Kahf, with regards to Dhul Qarnain. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed those ayat and that surah at that particular time. So hence that had an impact at that time when the questions were asked. And obviously slowly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bit by bit, piecemeal, portion by portion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Qur'an Kareem. And Allah says, وَرَتَّلْنَاهُ تَرْتِيلًا. And we revealed it. We revealed it bit by bit. We revealed it in short sentences. Sometimes they were parts of verses of the ayah of the Qur'an. غَيْرُ أُولِي الضَّرَرِ. غَيْرُ أُولِي الضَّرَرِ, for example, was the shortest revelation that came down upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had seen the occasion, and according to that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed. Then the ulama have also stated, added to that, it became very easy for memorizing the Qur'an for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, that bit by bit was revealed, and then they began to learn those ayat and verses as it was revealed. And of course, the coming down of these ayat also brought Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to meet with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Rabbul Izzat in this way strengthened the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter Allah says, وَلَا يَأْتُونَكَ بِمَثَلٍ, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will not bring any similitude, any example to you, إِلَّا جِئْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ, except that we will bring to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the truth, وَأَحْسَنَ تَفْسِيرًا, and we will bring the best explanation. We will expose and we will clarify, and whatever is ambiguous, we will clarify all those matters whenever they come up with these type of examples that they brought now, the example of the previous kitabs that were revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Concluding that argument, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يُحْشَرُونَ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمْ. They are those who will be resurrected upon their faces towards the fire of Jahannam. In other words, on the day of Qiyamah, when they stand up, usually people will stand and walk on their feet, as we see in this world, but there will be those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them crawl, or if we like, make them walk on their faces. There is one narration that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how would this happen? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that being that makes you walk on your feet, can make you walk on your head also, on your face also. أُولَٰئِكَ شَرٌّ مَكَانًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these are the evil people insofar as their abode is concerned. وَأَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. And they have strayed away far from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نَشْهَدُ أَن لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ نَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَنَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ.